if I did something, say, several times or quite frequently, how would be another way to ask me?
If you had done it frequently or
what would be another way? You might ask me.
Often? How often have you done this?
Okay. Now, this part of my body right here is my what?
Forehead.
This part.
Well, that would be your scalp, the top of your head.
The stuff that grows out of it.
Hair?
Mm-hmm. It comes from my chin and my face.
Well, be your beard.
And this would be my what?
Ear.
Which one?
Well, that's your, what's your ear? That would be your left.
And this one?
Be your right ear.
And this?
Is your mouth, or lips.
This?
Throat.
Anything else?
Well, this thing in your throat here, unless that would be your Adam apple.
Anything else?
This sunk in place here in your throat.
There's a slang term sometimes for that. You recall that? What that would be?
No, not right now.
How about
your teeth?
More than one would be what?
More than one teeth. It'd be your teeth or a set of teeth or
then just one.
A tooth.
Okay, and what my teeth are going into would be my.
Well, be into your, into your gums or into your.
And this is what part of my hand?
Your palm.
And that is a.
Fist.
And this is.
That'd be fist.
Mm-hmm. And this would be a.
Wrist.
Or something. I might have an ache in my. Where they both come together.
In your joint?
And this part of a male is this.
Well, that would be your chest.
And a woman.
You'd refer to that as her breast, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And up here?
Would be your shoulder.
And this would be?
Or your hand. Or your hands.
Okay, and that would be a?
Well, that is your leg. Your foot.
Both of them together.
Feet.
And this particular part right here where it hurts when you get hit.
Well, we say that's your shin. Your shin bone.
The part.
Your hip. The hips.
And you might say, there's another word for that. I can't think of it myself. Hunkers?
Yeah, if somebody is hunkered down, or down on their hunkers.
When a person looks sort of drawn, you know, and tired, you might say that person looks...
We'd use the word peaked as one thing. It would say they look peaked looking. I really don't know what peaked is. Peaked is, but I've heard the term and probably used it myself.
A person who is very healthy, you might say he's very what?
Well, I guess you might use the word, if you think about physique, or very hardy, or very hale, or
he can lift
husky,
heavy.
Or strong, or...
A person who is a good-natured person is what?
Well, you might say he is a good-natured person. You might say he has a likable or good personality, or...
A person who is also awkward, you know, referring to his physical actions or physical appearances, you might say he's also what? You move through the house, he might run into things and knock them over.
Well, somebody might use the word clumsy, say he's awkward or he's very clumsy.
A person who is considered a fool. What else would you might say about him?
If it's a fool, well, you might, the different terms that you can use, you might say he or she is stupid, or would be one of the terms, I suppose. There might be different ones to describe